Hare Krishna. Reality check this morning. Had the opportunity to address deities, lead kirtan, and also give class. And it was just the end of the fifth chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just getting ready to enter Jagannath Puri. So preceding that, I was talking to the devotees about where I was writing right now, which was in Bandiravan. Bandiravan is on the other side of the Jamuna, not where Bandiravat is, the Bandiravat tree, but it's where Bandiravat tree, where Pralambasura was killed, but it's on the other side, further up from Mansarovar, and it's a very secluded, beautiful place that frequented by demigods. Of course, the cowherd boys and gopis are also there. Many pastimes of Krishna took place, especially one most well-known pastime, which is the marriage of Radha and Krishna. Rama Vaibhata Purana, Garga Samhita tell very, very similar stories, almost identical stories. And I won't tell that story now. There's also a well there called Venukut. It was a well that Krishna once made with his flute. That's why it's called Venukut. Kut means well. And after Krishna had killed Vatsasura, the gopis, they considered that he'd committed a sin of killing a calf. Later on, he kills Aristasura. Now he killed a calf, he killed a woman, a putana. All of these things are forbidden. That, killing a calf is equal to killing a Brahmin. So gopis were unwilling to even speak with Krishna. What to speak of? Anyway, they didn't have, in this age, Krishna didn't have any type of other exchanges with the gopis other than talking and joking and holy and things like that. And no rasa dances yet. And but Krishna wanted their company, so he asked them, well, what do I need to do in order to get purified? Of course, he didn't want to argue with them that, well, he was already the supreme pure, and anyway, the calf was a demon and so on, because once the gopis got something in their minds, they weren't about to easily give it up, especially if it's something that also Srimati Radharani sympathized with, which she did. So they said, you have to bathe in all the holy places in the universe. And so then once again, or as he'll do later on in Radhakund, Krishna began to play his flute, and from out of the ground springs came, all the different holy places, and in order to holy waters of the universe, and in order to show their authenticity, they also appeared in person, offered obeisances to Krishna, and then Krishna stuck his foot in the ground and made a well where all those waters could flow into. And so that's the Venukut. And then, of course, he bathed. And then after that, declared to the gopis that now he was free from so-called sin that they were concerned about. And cowherd boys would go there. Balaram also bathed there once. In fact, there's the mark of Balaram's turban on a stone nearby. And not far from that place is also a temple of Sridham. It's a place where Sridham was sad, where he was melancholy for two different reasons. One is that Once when Krishna and the cowherd boys divided into two groups and competed in some game, with the result being is that the loser would have to carry the winners on their shoulders. And this time Krishna's group lost, and Krishna's already not a very good loser, but and the turn came that Sri Dham would be the one that Krishna would have to carry. And the cowherd boys on Krishna's side, they objected. They said, Krishna, you're too heavy. Krishna's a prince. Aside from that, Krishna's as good as Narayan, according to Gargamumi. So how can you expect him to carry you on his shoulders? Would you expect Narayan to carry you on his shoulders? And but Sri Ram was very very adamant. He was really in the spirit of the game, and he just considered that this was going to be another excuse why Krishna, who is a bad loser, to avoid actually his fulfilling his agreement, his part of the agreement, which he agreed to. And of course Krishna wasn't arguing the issue. So finally Sri Ram did mount Krishna's shoulders, and Krishna did do the needful, which was you carry him from one place to another and then back. But the cowherd boys were very angry, and they told Sri Dham that we're not going to play with you. We're not going to let you play with us anymore. You have to go away. So Sri Dham went to the other part of the forest and sat down there, and he was very sorry. He was very sorry, mainly because he wasn't able to play with Krishna. Not playing with the cowherd boys is one thing, but not being Krishna was something else. And so he sat there very sad. And then he felt a hand on his shoulder, and it was Krishna. And Krishna said, "Oh, Sri Dham, don't feel sad." He said, "These boys are just making a game. And anyway, I'll carry you anytime, and you can ride on my shoulder at any time. You should never think that it's an offense." And when the other cowherd boys saw that how kindly Krishna was towards Sri Dham, then they allowed him to come back and participate in their games. And in that way, everything was, as with boys, back to normal. The other pastime took place after Krishna had left Vrindavan, and many of the men had gone along with him. And when Krishna killed Kamsa, and everything was sort of back to normal in Mathura, Maharaj Shukrasen was placed on the throne. Then the cowherd men came back to Vrindavan without Krishna. And as they were coming back, then Sri Dham asked Krishna, "When are you coming back?" Krishna said, "A few days. I have to kill a few demons and I'll be back in a few days." Sri Dham looked at Krishna in the eye, but Krishna couldn't really stand his gaze, and Sri Dham could understand that Krishna wasn't really telling the truth. So, as everyone else had already gone down the road, Sri Dham told Krishna, "Since you're coming back in a few days, I'm not going to eat and drink until you come." Krishna was really thunderstruck when he heard something like that. He said, "No, you shouldn't do that. You have to eat." He says, "No, it'll be good for me. I'll wait and I'll fast. And when you come, then we'll have a feast." And then Sri Dham left. Krishna didn't know what to do. All he could do was really cry. Anyway, Krishna did come back to Vrindavan, and when he came back, he was looking for Sri Dham and was informed that Sri Dham had left, because when Sri Dham did come back, he couldn't really stay with everyone else. He was too morose in Vrindavan. So he and Nandagram So he went to Bandirvan, and he stayed at that same place where he was banished to before by the other cowherd boys. And he was there sitting, meditating with eyes closed, not eating, not drinking, just chanting Hare Krishna, remembering Krishna's pastimes, and that was what was keeping him alive. And when Krishna came back, then the Brajvasis told them, Sridhar left a few days after we got back, and we haven't seen him since. So Krishna knew where he must be, so he came to Bandirvan, crossed the river, left his chariot at a certain place, and then went and sought out Sridhar, who was sitting underneath a tree like a yogi, absorbed and thinking about Krishna. Of course, yogis think about the super soul. And Krishna came up to him and he called his name. But Sridhar didn't react. He heard Krishna's voice, but he thought that it was Krishna's voice and his absorption and his meditation. He was meditating on Krishna, so he thought that that's what he was hearing. And so he just continued on chanting and remembering Krishna's pastimes. Finally, Krishna said, Sridhar, open your eyes, open your eyes. And when Sridhar heard that, then he did. Then he opened his eyes. And when he opened his eyes, he saw Krishna there in front of him. And then they embraced, and as true to the earlier agreement, they enjoyed a wonderful feast in the way that cowherd boys usually do. This morning when we were singing Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal, I was just thinking about that pastime, thinking how when Sridhar sees Krishna, how he would say, Hey Govinda, Hey Gopal. He'd call out, Oh, is that you, Govinda? Is that you, Gopal? Keshava Mahadava Dinadayal. Now you're Dinadayal, you're so kind that you've fulfilled your promise and you've come back. I'm very, very unfortunate, but you come back and rescue me by your association. And this is some of the pastime places in Bandirvan. Hare Krishna.